15 to 25, I believe. Let me locate that. The transport winds are way out of line. They're southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And the free wind at 10,000 feet, you have southwest 15 to 25 miles per hour. That's too low, based on the Great Basin movement of the dry mass that's currently in the eastern Great Basin with those wind velocities. So you need to be cautious on your fire weather right now, because it's not really representative of the Front Range or the Rockies. It's more representative of a model type that's based off of a, I would say, maybe a LFM, or maybe just a forecast model that hasn't done a full cross section of the western states. So take what I've given to you at those elevations, and put those in at the 10,000 foot, because there is a 10,000 foot reading, and it gives you indication what the winds are at that 10,000 foot reading. And even though you may think that's an upslope wind or a downslope wind, it's still a free wind once you get it above 3,000 feet. The United States government is a interesting government when it comes down to budgets and taxes. If they feel, the government feels, that it's more economical to put automated stations on mountain peaks than doing radiosonde balloons in order to measure certain velocity of winds, they'll do that, because it's a lot cheaper to do that than do a radiosonde every 6 hours. So you need to look a little more at what we have automated on these mountain peaks, and use those to assist you in your transport and mixing winds. And that'll help you to be a little more accurate on the fire weather, in order to help our firemen on the surface to put these fires out and to alleviate our force evacuations, which goes into, which I've written before, when you force evacuation because inadequate usage of our resources, that is a term called political genocide. You're creating something different than what's already there in order to gain some kind of power or movement in people. When you start moving people, you're becoming an entity that is beginning a new society, and that's wrong. So we need to use the resources that are given to us, that our taxes have paid for, that the people chose to use those resources. Then that way, then you don't have so many mandatory evacuations, and you're better able to control the fire. Well, anyway, I'm going to go on to the resources and give you where our extra resources are that you may draw on to assist in the fires that are still uncontained. In our resources, the following fires are all uncontained, every one of them. Now, Itna River, Hagaza River, Alaketi, Kuncha Creek, Knife Blade Ridge, Delta Creek Number 2, Kiglalik River 2, Bear Creek Number 4, and Bear Creek Number 3. They're all active fires and uncontained. That's in Alaska. In the Pacific Northwest, there's no fires, and we do have a lot of resources if you need them up in Alaska. Northern California, again, no fires. We have resources. In Southern California, one fire active. It's the Hill Fire. Western Great Basin, we have one fire active, North Shiel. Now in Alaska, those fires are mainly lightning strikes or just a, believe it or not, leftover from last year fire season. They'll reignite and they go through the root system. The Eastern Great Basin, the A2 fires contain the Dump, Grease, Quail, and Wood Hollow are active fires. Northern Rocky, no fires. Rocky Mountain, they have